Paulson here at the grand celebration for 100 years at the Sons of Norway. And I think, like many people in my age group, we have very happy memories of the great bazaars held here in the 1950s and the Christmas parties. And of course, then learning to dance and the wonderful dances at Sons of Norway Hall.
My real alias is Angel Lush, but I am Angela Christensen.
And you are a Viking of Valkyrie every year.
I have been since 1999.
And you grew up here. What's one of your favorite memories of the Sons of Norway Hall?
One of my most fondest memories of the Sons of Norway Hall would have to be when I used to learn how to Norwegian dance here. Every year with Heidi Lee. The days when we would come here and practice on these old wooden floors, which have been replaced, was some of the best memories. And dancing also for the cruise ships was one of my fondest memories because we got to share something every year. And it's just memorable, this hall.
Tell me a favorite memory or something you like the most about the Sons.
My name is Erin Funt, and probably dancing and people telling stories, because we tell stories after we run out of dances for the cruise ships. There's pretty funny stories that people will tell.
We are surrounded by history tonight. This venerable building, the generations of these tables, this wonderful life in Petersburg, it's with respect for the pioneers and all who have preserved our hall that we celebrate 100 years on this occasion.
My name is Charles Harris. I've been here for almost 70 years, and I used to come to the Sons of Norway Hall when I was a young fella and watched all the old-timers dance. And I can remember one time I was here, and Halvor Hjerdi, I can remember this to this day. He always asked the girls, "Do you want to dance or what?" And that was way back when. So that's all I can tell you about my memory of the Sons of Norway Hall.
Hi, I'm Bob Martin. I remember the Sons of Norway Hall way back when I was a kid, running around upstairs in strange haunted house type facility. And all the way up till last year when I chaperoned at the prom, which was by far the most interesting thing I've ever done here.
Can you say why it was so interesting?
They have a new way of dancing. You'll have to check it out.
Well, Gloria Ann DeBoer Wallen. And I got to say, my new favorite memory is our brand new kitchen down here. I have slaved away from the time, the new kitchen was brand new, to the kitchen upstairs when I used to wash dishes with Boyer Wecon. And he and I washed many a dish up there during the first tour ship dinners. I would make an extra $5 staying after I got done dancing to to wash dishes, and I think they gave it to me just to hang out with Boyer.
It's going to be important for us to recognize that the Sons of Norway, the International Sons of Norway, has members in three countries. We see our flags to the right and to the left. We see the American flag, of course. We see the Norwegian flag. We see the Canadian flag. We have units in Canada.
I'm International Director for District 2, and I live north of Seattle in Edmonds, Washington.
So you're up specially for this, then?
I am. I was here about 14 years ago visiting my son, who was working at PFI. And at that time, the memorial was just being built and not yet completed. So this is really a special time for me and for the Lodge. We're just so proud of Petersburg and of Fedreland Lodge, and just it's a great community.
I'm Bruce Patello, Mayor of Juneau, and down here to take part in the centennial celebration here of the Sons of Norway Hall. I was reflecting that probably my first time in the hall was about 33 or 34 years ago when our folk dance group came down from Juneau to take part in Little Norway.
This is Jill Williams. I'm president of the Sons of Norway this year in Petersburg. And growing up here, my very first memory is when I was so little, I had bells on my shoes, so my mom could find out where I was, and it was during a bazaar, and I just remembered looking up and seeing all the pretty doilies and lace items that all the ladies had made. That's my very first memory of the Sons of Norway, down here running around in the hall.
John Bruce, the local tailor, and Louis Miller, too, they rounded up some workers, Norwegians strong and true. They had no fancy power tools, but those boys did it stall. In just 3 months, she stood there, the Sons of Norway Hall. No grand Seattle architect drove her graceful lines, and no computer models assisted in design. Yet her roof grew broad, expansive. Her halls rose high and wide, and through her many windows the sunlight came inside.
Would you join me in raising your glass to toast the 100th anniversary of Federlandet Lodge? We thank them for their dedication to keeping our Norwegian culture and heritage alive, and also for serving the community of Petersburg in such a grand fashion.